Halloween is so close this year, and it's leaving a firelit doggy bag in front of all of our front doors. And since you're probably spending your Halloween on the couch anyway, we're going to give you our Disney Plus Halloween playlist. And then Miriam is finally putting her Queen of the Castle crown up for grabs against Mark, the number one contender. All this and more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Ghastly greetings, my beast fiends. That's Halloween. I don't know. Today, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Disney founder, theme park fashionista, and Halloween costume connoisseur from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Hey, Miriam.
Hi.
What are you going out?
I love a Halloween costume.
And who are you going out for as Halloween? Well, staying home and wearing a costume, which most people are doing.
You know, I haven't really decided. I think I'm going to be the Dormouse, and my friend is going to be the March Hare.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And chiming in there is comedian, Diz nerd, and year-round trick-or-treater. It's Mark Andrada.
That's true. I will go to your house in the middle of July and ring your doorbell hoping for candy.
Candy? Pick me up. Mark, what are you going to dress as this year?
I don't know. I'm probably not going to dress as anything.
What? What
you
doing?
You know, I'm going to throw a party on Twitch.
What?
Yeah, on my Twitch channel, I'm going to throw a party. So I'll, like, I have a couple of friends coming in. We're going to do it from the stage at Second City. And I think they're dressing up. So yeah, so my friend Alana McConnell, who's going to DJ, she's DJ Big Al. And my other friend Hannah Spear will be DJing. So there's three of us doing DJ sets, and there probably will be a costume contest, which you can enter probably through, like, if you email a picture of your costume in and we'll present it, or if you tweet it out at us, we'll present it. We'll figure out a way to do it. So we'll do a costume contest. We'll DJ from the early hours. It'll definitely be family-friendly music and spooky songs and stuff. And then sort of later on, maybe around 10 o'clock, we'll get a little funkier.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say that.
So this is like a music dance party if you just want like a soundtrack to your event at home.
Yeah, just keep it on the background kind of thing. Yeah, it's kind of like putting on the radio, but it's the TV. And you don't have to sit and stare at it. Although I have been working on a lot of spooky animation and visuals for the thing. So
will it be like there's music, but are you kind of hosting? Or are we going to get to hear you being like, what's up, everybody? It's Mark.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that a little bit, and the DJs will have a chance to do that as well. I've been thinking about like asking a friend to host it, but we'll see. We'll see. It's all sort of up in the air. It's all going to be super chill. Nice time playing some Halloween tunes for people who may or may not be able to go out.
Look at this.
Like if you're stuck at home, just play some Halloween tracks. Or if you are going to go out, like if you're in a place where trick-or-treating is cool and everything's fine, then we'll be on early enough that maybe you're just getting ready before you go out.
First of all, great plug, master plug. I love it. Right at the top of the show. This is fun.
Yeah.
All right. This is awesome. I'm totally going to do this. I'm in on this. My kids are just hanging around that night. How do we find you on Twitch? If I'm not a Twitch guy, how does this work?
Oh my gosh. You can just go to twitch.tv/Mark Andrada, which is just my name.
Beautiful.
Mark Andrada. And if you don't know how to spell my name, you can look at the description of this podcast and it'll tell you.
Or you can just go to our website, welikethemeparks.com, and check it out. Yes. Yeah.
Or if you follow me on Instagram, you can click on my link tree there. And it'll be, I think it's the second link. The first link is to a t-shirt that just says Mark on it.
Well, why don't we do this, Mark? Why don't you just add a link to your Twitch on our link tree so people can just find it right on our Instagram?
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Yeah, so it'll be there. By the time you hear this, it'll be there.
Perfect. That's great. Awesome. Well, hey, now if you don't have a Halloween plan, you got something going on. This is fantastic. Miriam, what do you got planned for Halloween?
I'm
going
to be in California with At in the Middle of a Fairy Tale.
Whoa. What are you guys doing?
She's got some real cute nieces. And so we're just going to carve some pumpkins and hang out.
That sounds fun.
And dress up as the March Hare and the Dormouse. Right. So we'll be submitting our costumes to the contest for sure.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Amazing.
That's awesome. I think I'm just hanging out with my kids. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. I think I'm going to hide some candy in the backyard, take them to the candy store with their costumes on and just pick stuff. You know, we'll do
take them to the candy store. I like that song.
Are they dressing up?
Yes. The problem with my five-year-old is she wants to be everything. She wants to be a witch, a fairy, and King Trollex from the Trolls World Tour movie, who's the techno troll. So she loves King Trollex. So my poor wife is like making a King Trollex outfit. She's not really savvy with, you know, sewing, but she's figuring it out. She's awesome. She's going for it. I tried to buy the costume and my wife was like, no, 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 don't buy that. That's expensive. So there you go. My wife, resourceful.
Homemade costumes are the best anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just found like a cool thing that I thought would really enhance it. And I was like, but it was, you know, it cost money. And she was like, no, 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 don't buy that. She's not even going trick-or-treating. I mean, geez. So I was like, that's a good point. That's a good point. She's going to be sitting in our house. So yeah, okay. And Devin is going to be, I think she's just going to be a mermaid. She has a little mermaid dress. That's it. That's, yeah, man. A little bit of Disney. A lot more trolls, though. A lot of trolls going on this year. My kids are all trolled up.
That's the vibe.
But last year my kid was Chucky and it was the greatest costume ever because she was two. I think she looked the size of a doll. It was awesome.
One of my friends has a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and a baby. And the two-year-old has a spectacular mullet happening. Yes. So she's dressing the two-year-old up as Tiger King. The four-year-old is going to be, what's the woman's name? Carol Baskin. Then the baby is going to be a tiger.
That's amazing. Huge.
I'm going to make them submit their picture too.
Did you guys see that Carol Baskin is on So You Think You Can Dance?
Dancing with the Stars, right?
That's it. Is that insane or what?
Yeah. Also, Tiger King happened this year. I can't believe that. That feels like a decade ago.
Yeah, that does feel crazy. That was like the beginning of the pandemic, right? It was like everyone's at home. Everyone watched Tiger King. I liked it. I was engaged. Yeah, it was cool. All right. We actually have a show for you and it's Halloween inspired. Feeling spooky. Let's get at it with some Insta shoutouts.
D-Public presents Insta shoutouts.
All right. I got at Penn Burr House. Now, this is Penny. She's Disney obsessed, a food lover, a film junkie, and a cat owner. Oh, that's awesome. Those are all things I like, except the cat. I'm a dog guy. I'm allergic to some cats, you know, the dander. It's not all cats.
Oh, I get it.
Penny's a new subscriber, and we appreciate you checking us out. Listen, guys, there's a lot of Disney podcasts you could be listening to when you subscribe to us. We really appreciate it, and we want to say thank you. Thank you to Penny and everyone else who's subbing with us. We've had a lot of new subscribers. It's been really cool, so thank you. Who you got, guys?
Okay, my Insta shout-out is Disney Park Mark.
Yeah.
And he likes park history. He's also a hairstylist. I love all of his work, fellow hairstylist. And he's a big Disney nerd. And he's the best. He's from Portland and we love Disney Park Mark. Give him a follow.
Yeah, Rip City. Check him out. Disney Park Mark. I like that guy. Yeah, totally. Theme Park Mark has some opinions. We like that dude. He's awesome. So Mark, who do you got?
Listen, I think that the focus needs to be on the two shout outs that you guys did today. Okay. And I think that anything that I would contribute this week would be a distraction from the great, wonderful ones that you guys chose. So, you know, because, you know, I mean, we know that I do this bit where I do a famous, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, he's going to do Disneyland again. Ha ha, he's going to do Disney World. Okay, give it a rest. And you're right. To our listeners who have written in and said, give it a rest with this bit. I'm listening to you this week and I'm giving it a rest. Giving the bit a rest.
All right. Taking a breather with a bit. Bit breather. I like it.
Yeah. I'll be back next week to say Disneyland again.
Or maybe you could you could pick a fan. That'd be cool too. You could pick a fan and give them a shout out. That would be nice.
Like a Dyson fan? What do you mean?
Maybe it was one of our subscribers or one of the people that we interact with on Instagram or, you know, that's always, you know, that's kind of like what we do, but you know, we'll leave it to you, Mark. You know, you do your thing.
Like a ceiling fan? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about?
Fan? No, you got it. Ceiling fan. Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
I'm going to bed.
All right, friends. Well, hey, now that we've done some shout outs, I think it's time for us to shout out our favorite Halloween picks on Disney Plus. You know what time it is? Segment time.
Segment time.
It's the Halloween season and we're feeling the vibes. Hopefully you are too. And maybe you're at home this Halloween and you want to watch some spooky stuff, but you want to skip the gore and profanity. Disney Plus has got your back, baby. Today, we're going to knock out all of our favorite Disney Plus Halloween playlist options for you. So get your cues ready because away we go. Guys, what are some of your favorite Disney Plus Halloween options? Trying to leave out the stuff you like, the for sure's, the with the bullet guys. Maybe we're going a little bit deeper into the catalog, hopefully. Why don't we do our top three? Miriam, let's kick things off with you.
Okay, well, this one's still kind of obvious, yeah. But I'm going to say Ichabod Crane and Mr. Toad.
Oh, nice. I should have went first. Yes. I have that too.
Yeah. Well, we can both talk about it because it's so great.
It's the best. It's yeah, great.
I mean, it generated my favorite Halloween song, the Headless Horseman song.
Great song.
And amazing song. I mean, Mr. Toad is okay, but Ichabod, that whole thing start to finish is so great. And Bing Crosby doing the narration and all of the voices is amazing.
Yeah, it's a real tour de force.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the funny thing is there isn't really a lot of voices, right? Nobody really talks except for when the Bing Crosby character, like the big guy, sings, right? There's not a lot of talking. Like Ichabod doesn't talk.
No, he does some of the women's voices.
Oh, does he? I don't remember that. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ichabod Crane is an interesting character.
Mm-hmm. He's very odd looking, but all the women in town, like, are all trying to date Ichabod. And I kind of love that.
Well, he's a smoothie, but he's not really into them. He's into their food.
Their baking. Yeah.
Yeah. Like his metabolism is crazy. He's so skinny, but he eats everything. Yeah, I like how he was planning out his week, being like, all right, I'm at this, you know, women's
turkey dinner at this person's house.
Yeah, this women's council meeting and this like community function.
Oh my gosh. If you zoom in on his, I paused the schedule and there was a women's tatting and chatting group that he went to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love that.
So
pause it. And I was like, Mom, tatting and chatting. Why don't we have this group? I say as I'm crocheting by myself watching a Disney movie.
And what was kind of cool about this story, I mean, I don't want to give this whole thing away, but I can't remember the character's name, but the Bing Crosby guy.
Gaston.
The Gaston, essentially. He's like Gaston of Sleepy Hollow, who's trying to win the affections of Katrina, who's the beautiful daughter of the richest guy in Sleepy Hollow, who's gorgeous, by the way, cartoon gorgeous. And all the dudes in Sleepy Hollow are falling over themselves. And Ichabod Crane.
She's also Christina Ricci in the Sleepy Hollow movie.
Oh, really?
Okay. Her name's Katrina.
I haven't watched that one in a while. Yeah. But anyway, so much of the fun and games of watching this before The Headless Horseman comes out is watching Ichabod just put this Gaston guy to shame and charm his way through to her heart. And the Gaston guy is trying to use brawn and Ichabod is just smooth. He's a smooth criminal. And even though you know he's in it for the money and he's not a good guy, like he's not a good guy.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. So when he gets it in the end, I think you feel like, well, he's not a good guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
You don't think he liked Katrina at all? You think it was all about wanting the farm?
I think she was the total package. But every time he would be like, so he'd be dreaming of Katrina, he would be like corn turning into money and the farm exploding with coins. And it wasn't
nobody was very nice to Katrina. They all saw her for something that, you know what I mean? Like something that she could offer them as opposed to as a person for herself.
Yeah. Both of these guys should be taken down by the Headless Horseman, not just one.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? Plot twist. The Headless Horseman, actually Katrina.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she's like, I'm done with all of you nerds.
Yep.
Trying to marry me for my money. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Off with your heads.
Yeah, I didn't mean for this to be a review of this, but it's a legendary tale. It's great. Ichabod.
It is great.
They do such a great job of setting up Ichabod before he has his encounter with the Headless Horseman. So you really know this guy. And you want to talk about anticipation? I mean, they really stir the pot. He's walking through the Erie Forest for a while before you even get to the Horseman with lots of fake outs and spooky stuff. And it's just great. It's perfect. Is it for kids though? Hey, let me ask a question, guys. How old do you have to be to get into Ichabod Town? I haven't showed it to my kids yet. I think they're too scared.
It's fine because they don't really show any. I mean, the Headless Horseman's kind of scary, but not like it just shows him throwing a pumpkin at the end. Nothing graphic or weird.
I don't think it's scarier than, say, and I know this is not a Disney film, but I don't think it's scarier than, say, The Witches.
Witches is very scary.
The Witches is terrifying. My cousin, he is getting close to 40, I think, and he does not care for The Witches still to this day from when he was a little kid.
I'm excited about the new one, though. It's not going to be as good, but I'm still excited about it.
Yeah, me too. I saw the ad for it the other day and I was like, I'll watch it. I don't know if you'll ever be able to replace Angelica Houston for me, but.
No, but I do love Chris Rock doing a narration for a child. Does make me laugh. So. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So I don't know. I think maybe 8 and up, 8 plus, 7 plus for your kids for Ichabod and Mr. Toad. I think just even the spookiness of walking through the woods with the wind howling and the trees doing things and the thunder and the, that's just, I think my kids are already like crawling under the couch. They're terrified. So,
but you could turn it off before all that. You could turn it off after the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they have,
or you could just watch the party, just watch the song.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a little kid, I just watched the song over and over again because I didn't care for the rest of it.
Really?
It wasn't until I was older that I could learn to appreciate the rest of the short film.
My kids are weird though. My youngest isn't scared of anything. Like my youngest is like watches Nightmare Before Christmas and laughs. And the 5-year-old is terrified of it. She has nightmares.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, you gotta show your kids like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street. See how that goes.
All right. So let's go to you, Mark, since I'm also an Ichabod and Mr. Toad kind of guy.
I chose Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Just messing around. I'm messing around. I don't know where to start. There are two that I'm going to choose that I think everybody knows what they are.
Yep.
So I'm going to get the first one out of the way.
Please do.
And it's Disney Zombies. What a work of art this film is. The makeup in this film is...
the best.
I mean, it's terrifying. That's the only word I can use to describe the job done here. I love it. There's that one song in it that you know that I love so much. I love that it's a musical. My friend Jonathan Langdon is in it, which I'm a big fan of that. I could watch Jonathan Langdon paint a fence. He plays the coach. If you have seen it or not seen it, when you do watch it, know that Jonathan Langdon is the best. Him and I shared a Garfield brand pizza once, and it was a real highlight of my summer. So, Disney Zombies is my first choice, mostly because I know that people are gonna like. Everybody know I'm gonna choose Disney Zombies. So there, it's out of the way.
That's good. Choice. I'm glad you did it. I didn't know Jonathan was in that. That's awesome.
You should watch it.
I haven't watched it yet.
You're resisting it. You're resisting this movie.
I'm gonna not. Can we do a review on it? I think that would be a fun thing to review. Maybe we do them back to back.
How about this? What if we do a Disney watch party? Have I lost my mind?
I'd be into that. I'd be totally
into that.
Yeah, sign me up. All right, let's figure that out and get the fans in on it. Back to you, Miriam.
My second one, this is maybe going to sound a little weird, but it is James and the Giant Peach.
I love it.
You know, because there is the Jack Skellington cameo in it. But also, it is kind of spooky, you know, the whole thing, like giant bugs in a peach. And then there's the scary metal shark that's always chasing them. The ants are very scary. Roald Dahl just did not care about scaring children. And I love him for it. So James and the Giant Peach is on my list for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's got a bit of a gothic vibe, doesn't it? Like a touch. So it does the trick for sure.
The ants are truly scary.
Yeah, Sponge and Spiker.
Yeah,
those ladies.
And James, I love James. Like the young actor who plays James in this, I use him as a benchmark constantly for child actors who sing in movies because I think he's perfect because his voice isn't like an overly trained voice. I compare him and the kid who played. The kid who was in Muppet Treasure Island. I compare those two all the time because while they're both great actors and they're both awesome, the kid in Muppet Treasure Island's voice is personally, for my taste, is a bit of a disconnect because his voice is so good. Like it's so trained, it's borderline operatic. Whereas James's voice is kind of unrefined and it sounds like a little kid singing. As opposed to like somebody who was in a choir.
It's more earnest.
Yeah.
It's more earnest. It's real.
I would say all of the people, you know, because Richard Dreyfuss like sings in that and some Susan Sarandon, and they did not clean up their voices really very much at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seem like a true performance, which I like about it.
But then there's times when people do true performances and earnest performances vocally. Let's use Les Mis, the live action Les Mis, as an example, and it's terrible. So just putting that out there.
Was that bad?
Oh man.
The Les Mis with like Russell Crowe singing.
Russell Crowe singing.
And what's her name? Terrible. Anne Hathaway. Oh.
I saw it.
I saw it with my family, and I had a nice time. But you know, we go see musicals every holiday. Like we go see a musical movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like that's our Christmas day. Is like we go have dim sum and then we go watch a movie.
Yeah. Like who was Jean Valjean in that? Was it Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, it was Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe that I couldn't do the singing. But I thought Anne Hathaway did good.
Oh, Hugh Jackman can sing. He can do everything.
I saw Hugh Jackman in concert. Let me tell you, the number of people in that crowd that cosplayed as the Greatest Showman was hysterical to me. There were so many people, and some of them were very young, like children dressed up like the Greatest Showman. I mean, and I want to be very clear, this concert did not happen anywhere near Halloween, so there was no reason for these people to be dressed this way. Like, this was not a Comic-Con. Get out of here.
A lot of top hats. Yeah.
Yeah. Very. And the red tails, I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I did not care for that movie. But
did you ever see The Boy from Oz?
The Boy from Oz?
Yeah. No, that's the big musical. That launched Hugh Jackman, man. Then The Boy from Oz.
No, okay. The musical. Well,
unless I'm mistaken. I don't want to sound stupid, but I'm pretty sure.
No.
It was a big like touring show. It was The Boy and see Song and Dance Man. Like, and then Wolverine. He's the coolest guy ever. Hugh Jackman is the coolest. He can do everything.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe should not sing though.
It's funny because I remember listening to like watching stuff about Russell Crowe and it was like Russell Crowe has a band. He's like has this rock band and he sings. That's his real passion. And then he has a thing where he sings and he's like trash. It's pretty weird.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know The Boy from Oz. It's a jukebox musical based on the on Peter Allen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I know it.
Hugh Jackman was the star of that and he's just awesome. All right. I might as well go. I'm going to go. I got one. And I got one from like the nether regions of Disney Plus. Like, you know, if it's pushed to the front and you can scroll and find it, that it's not in the nether regions. I had to go searching deep into the bowels of Disney Plus to pull out this little nugget. And it's called Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
No, yeah.
This is a Disney Channel movie.
Good call.
Starring Caroline Ray, who is a comedian. You remember her from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She's the aunt, right? Mm-hmm. Carolyn Ray, funny. Yeah.
Might remember from Cupcake Wars.
That Cupcake Wars, yeah. And the same. It also features the dad from Nanny Fine. I can't remember his name, but.
From The Nanny?
Yeah, he's the vampire, actually. You know,
that's amazing. Yeah. This is, I'm on Disney Plus right now and I'm putting it in my list. Yeah. I have not seen this movie.
It's also got Robert Carradine. If you know him, he's Lewis from Revenge of the Nerds. He'll always be Lewis. Every time you see him in anything, it's like Revenge of the Nerds.
Right.
But he's in it. He plays kind of the Van Helsing character who's tracking this ghoul. The kid who's the lead is actually pretty good. His name is Matt O'Leary. It's funny. I don't think he's famous or anything now, but my wife and I watched a movie last week, like a thriller called Frailty, a Matthew McConaughey movie, and this kid was in it. He was the lead in Frailty too. He was really good. Anyway.
Sounds scary.
Another thing, I'm going to give a shout out. This is a deep cut. You talk about Jonathan Langdon. A kid I did community theater with when I was at university had a small part in this thing too. Adam Brown. It's neat it's weird when you're watching things that are old and you see people you know, as opposed to watching something new, you know? That's really weird. Like, oh, you did this like 15 years ago? Dang. Anyway, it's a neat little story. It's a family, a single mom, and the kids concoct a plan because they get grounded or they really want to have their weekend. So they wanted to get their mom a date for the weekend. It turns out the date is a vampire. Then they got to save their mom from getting eaten and Van Helsing jumps in. It's cute. It's exactly what you think it's going to be, but it's got some okay laughs. You got Carolyn Ray. And I'll say that's about it. It's an interesting watch. If you're looking for something pretty easy, there you go.
Nice.
You guys seen it? Nobody? Nobody seen this?
No, haven't seen it, but it just went on the list.
From the bowels.
Literally turned on Disney Plus, and I just put it in my watch list, so I will be watching it very soon.
It's not going to blow your mind. It's cute.
That's almost like you're describing me there, Chris. Not going to blow your mind, but I'm cute. I'm not so cute.
You're adorable, Mark.
Stop. You're very cute.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Mark, what's your second one, buddy?
Okay, so I could go with the obvious one that everybody knows is coming, or I could just say Halloween Town. Mm. Halloween Town, there's a bunch of them, but I would say start with the first one, and if you like it, keep going. And if you don't like it, also keep going. this is a coming-of-age story, let me tell you. A bunch of siblings travel to go visit their grandmother, who is a good witch, and they go to Halloween Town, where, you know, like Halloween-type characters are just regular people wandering around having regular lives. It's great. They have to save Halloween Town, as you'd expect. You know, like it's one of those kind of stories. It's kind of goofy. I mean, it's not kind of goofy. It's super goofy and it's super cheesy. And it's like that sweet spot in the late 90s when like, I don't know how to describe this. Did you guys watch In Living Color?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you watched In Living Color, you know, like, the sort of, like, level of campy that this could be. Anyway, it's great.
Well, it came out the same time as, like, Xenon yes. the sequel and all those
That's
things.
Right. So yes. Yeah.
Brink and
yes.
Smart House or whatever.
Yeah. So you get the vibe. Yeah. Yeah. Disney Halloween Town.
Well, there must be good because there's so many of them. I mean, right?
Yeah, because that's how you know if something's good. You know what I mean?
Well, we know they made money, I guess.
I had a friend once tell me that about a restaurant. He's like, oh, you know it's good because there's a lot of them. I was like, is that how you know it's good? All right. I mean, yeah, you're not all wrong for sure.
Yeah. I've actually never watched it, but I've been told that I need to. I don't know how that one passed me by because it did come out at the time that I was watching a bunch of Disney Channel movies. So yeah. I'm put that on my list this year.
It's super cute for sure.
Cool. I'll have to check that out. I don't know if I'm going to check out all of them, but I'll definitely check out the first one.
Well, check out the first one and then keep watching them. They need your support.
My last one is actually a show, and it is Once Upon a Time, which may sound strange for Halloween, but it's very moody. So I always like to watch it around this time of year because it's like, I don't know, they could have gone really sweet with it, you know, because it's just a retelling of a bunch of fairy tales, but they really went dark, especially the Peter Pan storyline. It's super, super dark and reminds me of Halloween time. So I like to watch Once Upon a Time around this time of year.
Cool. I've never seen it. It's not even in my Halloween purview. So that's a great pitch.
I mean, it's a year-round show. So I don't think you would think of it as Halloween, but they're always in peril. It just seems like a spooky type of show to me.
Yeah, I buy it.
I'm trying to think of the name of that vampire show that it reminded me of. Yeah, there's no point. I'm not going to remember now.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and listen. Before I knock off my last one, can I just mention a couple of, like, what do you call them? Honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, just a couple things you might want to check out. I mean, listen, we didn't do, like, Nightmare Before Christmas or all the good ones, the Hocus Pocus, the Haunted Mansion.
Don't spoil it.
But
the good ones. This guy throws in Haunted Mansion.
I snuck it in.
Wow.
Return to Oz, I think, is spooky.
Oh, yes.
It's weird.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I know it's not a Halloween movie, but
it's on my honorable mention list.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
And let's not forget, there's something called the Scream Team, which features a young Kat Dennings before she got all famous. But it's got Eric Idle and Kathy Najimy and Tommy Davidson from In Living Color. Yes. And it's another Disney Channel movie that was kind of fun. Check that out. But my big one, last one, is Bride of Boogity. Boogity Boo. Yeah, all your friends, they're back. You know what? I'm looking at IMDb to properly describe. Here's a fan who describes the plot as this. 1 year after the Davis family defeated the hideous ghost of Mr. Boogity, the evil spirit returns once again from beyond the grave by haunting the dreams of the Davis children. This is very Nightmare on Elm Street. Determined to get his revenge by reacquiring his magic cloak back, as well as seek a new mate for himself in his own hellish afterlife. Can Mr. Boogity be stopped this time? ? So it's really just an instant replay, but this time he's looking for love as well. So if you liked the cast, you liked, you know, Eloise Davis, who has that crazy laugh, and her ridiculous husband, who's, you know, always doing silly jokes, even in the face of real monsters. You've got Bud Bundy. David Faustino is still in it. All the other kids have changed, but Bud is back.
Sloane Peterson's not in it anymore. Or not Sloane.
What was her
Simone
name?
From Ferris Bueller.
Kirstie Swanson.
Kirstie Swanson, yeah. No, she was a big deal by this point.
Well, the Vampire Slayer probably took
That's
over.
Right.
Yeah. But you do have Eugene Levy making a really cool cameo in here. You know, that little added plus. Fun flick. The only knock I have on this, the beauty part about watching Boogity the first time, it was only like 45 minutes, and this one's a buck and a half. This one's in like 90 minutes. So, you can fast forward some parts, but if you liked Boogity 1, you got a whole lot of Boogity 2. So there you go. Bride of Boogity.
Well,
Boogity Boo.
I mean, I guess it's my turn now, and I wish I had gone first because my last pick is Mr. Boogity Part 1, which everybody saw that coming, I know. I wish I hadn't saved it, but if you haven't seen Boogity Part 1... I don't think you can just pass go and go straight to Part 2. I think you need the setup of Part 1. So...
Yeah.
Mr. Boogity Part 1 is absolutely... For the sandwich scene alone, you know, when she goes to make a sandwich out of a whole tomato and a brick of cheese.
And a pepper.
and a pepper, a whole pepper, whatever it was. I mean, it was nonsense. So many cheese slices.
Oh, yeah, just, the block of cheese and the slices of cheese. Yeah.
And a French loaf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was a real Swedish chef situation. Just a nonsense sandwich. Although live turkey. You know what I mean? Mm. Get out of here.
Also coffee.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What else do you want when you're seeing ghosts at 2 a.m? I want a preposterous sandwich and a pot of coffee, please.
So just to be clear, I feel like both of these movies go in so bad it's good territory. And that's why we're steering you towards these films. P.S.
I would argue that it's so good it's bad, Chris.
All right. I'll roll with you on that one. And I agree, Mark. This is definitely a prerequisite. You got to watch one to even have a sense of what's going on in two. And especially, you know, you want to see the kids change. They definitely pull a Griswold family on you, which is interesting. Definitely required viewing. Certainly. Boogity boo. Make sure you have a vacuum cleaner so you can suck up a ghost.
Yeah, for sure. I keep one in the trunk of my car. It'll be fine.
Ghostbusters. Wee. Vacuum. Was that it? Yeah. Anyone else got any honorable mentions? Anything else to, you know, hey, don't forget this one. I don't think Miriam got to do honorable mentions.
Return to Oz was the only one I had on mine.
Okay.
Yeah. I will.
That movie terrifies me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will third Return to Oz. Mm-hmm. When I was little, I absolutely had a crush on Fairuza Balk. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, can just while we're talking, I know we're all Disney Plus, but I'm sure a lot of you have Netflix out there. Have any of you guys watched Hubie Halloween, this new Sandler flick?
No, I haven't, but it is absolutely on my list. I hear it's really great. Like, I hear what's it exactly called? Hubie Halloween.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's the new Adam Sandler Halloween movie. Because
I hear it's like, yeah, exactly what you want an old, silly Adam Sandler movie to be. Like, it's not good by any stretch of the imagination, but it's fun.
It's such a mishmash of so many, like, different, how do I even say this? It's like the Adam Sandler cinematic universe collides with each other. You know what I mean? You have characters like the O'Doyles are back and... like,
don't spoil it too much. It's on my list.
It's all these different actors and characters that you know from different Adam Sandler flicks. And essentially, I feel like he's doing the Waterboy as like a Halloween guardian guy. Anyway,
yeah, he does a weird voice.
He does a silly weird face and voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I watched it with my wife. I was like, I really want to see this. And I was like, at the beginning, I was so pumped because I love all those old Sandler flicks. And I was like, oh, Doyle rules. Yes. I was like, this is great. And then my wife is like, this is the dumbest. She's like, I just feel dumb. Stupid. So if you like the kind of irreverent, stupid Sandler stuff, it's a treat. Yeah. Check it out.
Like Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Of that vibe.
Yeah. Not
is
even
is what I've heard.
It's not anywhere near as good as those ones, but it's definitely that vibe. I'll say that much. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
There. Yeah. All right, friends. Well, hey, there's a lot of great ideas there for cool stuff you can watch on Disney Plus. If you want to feel those Halloween vibes and you're stuck at home this Halloween, it happens. Are you guys kind of people that like watch Halloween stuff all October? Like
is
that a thing? Do you watch a lot of horror movies? Miriam, I can't see you watching a ton of horror movies.
I like spooky cute. Like my favorite Halloween movie is Practical Magic.
Nice. Okay, cool. Mark, are you a horror fan? Are you like watching like all the Friday the 13th and stuff? Yeah. I felt like I used to do that a lot. Now I have kids and I don't. Like I don't sit at home and watch like horror movies like I used to.
It's hard. There's a sweet spot for like a gory, crazy horror movie for me.
Yeah.
Like I like the Evil Deads. Like I like it when it's like so preposterous. What was the name of that movie where the protagonist took a lawnmower through a bunch of zombies? Do you remember what that was? Why am I blanking on the name of that movie?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I can see it. But
I'm going to look it up.
It's probably Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I like something silly like that. I don't care for like Saw is a little much. Sorry, Marty. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's called Brain Dead, I think.
No, okay.
Anyway, I like something silly. I like a B movie. I like that kind of stuff. I don't want anything too realistic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Too scary. Not for me. Thank you, please.
All right, friends. Well, hey, a lot of stuff to check out for the Halloween season. And then we can get it out of the way so we can get to Christmas stuff. That's what I'm excited about.
Just get this Halloween out of the way.
Get this Halloween out of the way so I can pull out all my Christmas stuff. We can start.
You can direct your mail. Direct your mail to whatsupchris@welikethemeparks.com.
That's not a real email address. But you can direct your Christmas cards to me and your Crystal Yodas to Mark and any kind of loved Miriam's Way. I love the Christmas season. I am pumped for the Christmas season. Let's do it, especially this year. Because think about Christmas. What do you do at Christmas? You stay at home with your family. This is the perfect time. It's going to be great. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Still Halloween. Stop it.
All right, friends, we're going to take a break and come right back with some more. We like theme parks.
Gang of the Castle.
All right, friends, it's been a while, but it's finally back. The King of the Castle, Miriam Kenley, the Queen of our castle. Miriam, you have never lost. You were undefeated. Is that correct?
Oh, is that true?
I think it is. I don't think you've ever lost. And you're on what's the winning streak at night? The 4 or 5?
That's a great question. I'm not really sure.
I think it's like 15, 16.
It feels like 15 or 16. Faux show. Miriam is the queen of the trivia challenge here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. And it's been a while, so we wanted to get a kick in today. Mark is the number one contender. What? And yeah, well, you beat me. I think you kicked my butt. And it was like 3 months ago, but you did. Oh, you know.
Okay. I don't remember that far back.
Well, here you are. You did it. You made it. Way to go, man. Well, congrats. Okay. You could be champ after today or not. You could be another one of the long lineup of beatdowns for Miriam Kenley. So in the spirit of Halloween, I have a very cool challenge today. We're going to play a little game, and the game is called Who Am I? And today, to help me out with Who Am I have a very special guest. It's our very own big friend of the podcast and actually married to Dale Boyer. Can you believe that? It's such a small world. It's Trevor Martin. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, Chris. Hey, everybody.
Now, you might remember Trevor Martin fans as the guy that came on to talk about going on a trip with Disney fans when you were not a Disney fan and you're just trying to survive. That was Trevor, and he's back. Trevor, we're thrilled to have you.
I don't know why you keep having me back on this podcast. I'm like your least Disney friend that you have.
This is true. You got to have one, I guess, just to keep a little regular. But what Trevor's going to do today, guys, what the challenge is you are going to be listening to villains' quotes. And I need you to tell me who the villain is. And to give you your villain quotes today is our very own professional voice actor, Trevor Martin.
You know what's great about this is I have no idea who these villains are. I'm just going to read them like I think you're supposed to read it.
Just make it evil, dude. It'll be great. It's going to be fantastic. All right. So let's get to it. And the rules are going to be we're going to take turns like we usually do. Well, there's three different clues. If you get it on clue one, 3 points. Clue two, 2 points. Clue three, 1 point. You know, the way we usually do it. But we'll go back and forth. So first, let's say it's Miriam's turn. She gets a first crack, then Mark, and, you know, vice versa as we go. Well, you know the rules, right, guys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, rules. Good.
All right. So let's get into it, friends. Okay. So why don't we let Miriam go first because she's the champ. Or Miriam, would you like to choose? Do you want to go first or do you want to go second? I guess as the champion, you get to choose whatever you want.
I think I want to go second.
You want to go second? Very good. Mark, we'll have you lead things off. Okay, Mark. So here we go. A very famous villain said this.
Now I'm going to close my eyes and count to 10. It makes the chase more interesting for me.
Ooh, spooky. Mark, who is this?
Is that Shere Khan?
That is Shere Khan. Correctamundo. Way to go, buddy.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
You did it. Well done. 1 point for Mark. Wow. Way to kick things off. Wow. I thought that was a tough one. You got that right away. Are you like a Jungle Book nerd or what?
I do enjoy the Jungle Book. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
Miriam, did you know that one? Would you have known it if it was your turn?
I wouldn't have gotten it.
Oh, yes. Okay, good.
Okay, sweet. Phew. All right. Moving on. Miriam, this is you. Question number two. Who is this?
This is exactly how your father looked before he died.
Oh, is that Scar?
That is correct. Scar is the answer. Wow, Miriam going toe-to-toe with Mark and Trevor. Ooh, spooky stuff. Well done.
That was the only one I knew. I was like, oh, I can't do Jeremy Irons here because then they'll know.
All right. Wait, I want to hear your Jeremy Irons, though.
What? Okay, let me try the next one.
Yeah.
Run away and never return. I'm surrounded by idiots. How's that? Is it good?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like it. All right, we're going back to you, Mark. This is number three.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who is this?
Steal a loaf of bread, they call you a thief. Steal a kingdom, they call you a statesman.
Is it Jafar?
Correct. It's Jafar. Oh. Look at all these smart guys. Wow. Check you out.
Gave it away with the loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta keep up. One jump ahead of the bread line. That's reminded me.
Miriam, would you have got that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. Well, guess what, guys? Here's where it gets more difficult.
I tested all these questions out on Dale, by the way, on Dale Boyer, on the show. And this is where it got hard for her.
Okay. Here we go. Question number four, Miriam. Who is this?
You know, it's a real proud day for us little guys.
Is that Hopper?
Incorrect. It is not Hopper. Mark, who is this?
Is it Eddie Murphy in Mulan?
Incorrect. All right, here's the next
one. He's not a villain at all.
He's just a dragon. So, yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next clue. Who said this?
Fear always works.
I don't know.
Ooh. Mark, can you pick this one up?
Can I hear the first one and the second one back to back? May I hear the first and second back to back, Alex?
Let me ask the judge. No, you just get the second one. Sorry. Okay. Here we go.
What was the second one again?
Maestro?
Fear always works.
Hades.
Ooh, yeah. Nope. Oh, this is a tough one. All right, Miriam, we're going back to you. Who said this?
Just call if you ever need anything. You've always got a friend at City Hall.
This is Mayor Bellwether.
Correct, Mayor Bellwether. Excellent. For 1 point, Miriam. Very good. All right. We keep the party going. We're moving on.
What is that movie? What movie is this from? I don't know.
That's Zootopia.
Oh, Zootopia.
Okay. That's correct. For no points. Way to go. All right. All right. Moving on to number five. We're back to you, Mark. Who said this?
You hear that sound? It's the sound of your freedom fluttering out the window forever. I can give you the thing that you crave most in the entire cosmos. Your freedom.
It's Rapunzel's mom.
Ooh. Good guess, but not the answer. Miriam, over to you.
Is it Hades?
It is Hades. Correct for 3 points.
Wait, I said Hades last time.
Nah. Ahead of your time. That's all.
I said Hades on the last question. That was early. I should get 4 points for that.
Is retroactive? Oh, yeah. Sorry, pal. No. Going back over to Miriam. This is question number six. Miriam, who said this?
It ain't over till the fat man sings.
Is it Dr. Facilier?
That's incorrect. Mark, do you know who this is for 3 points?
That would have been my guess. That was my guess too.
No. Do you want to fancy another guest, or you want to move on to the next one?
Let's see. Is it Andy from Toy Story? the true villain of Toy Story, Andy.
No, it's not Andy. Okay, Miriam, we're back over to you. Who said this?
Now that all his cash cows have disappeared, that poor sap's going to be flat broke. Perfect time for a certain upstanding landowner to step in and take all the land.
Gosh, this is going to be from that Home on the Range movie I've never seen. I don't know.
No guess?
No guess.
Okay. Mark?
It's Roseanne Barr from Home on the Range.
Incorrect. All right, guys.
Roseanne Barr was in Home on the Range, though, right?
Yeah, she is in it. She voices a character.
Thank you.
All right, here's the last clue.
Oh, wait, I thought I got that right.
No, that was a big... Here, I'll play it for you again. That means no. Okay, last clue. Who said this?
Songbirds sing, saloon gals sing, little bitty snot-nosed children sing. I yodel, and yodeling is an art.
Miriam. Yodelmeister.
You don't know this guy's name. It's hilarious. Mark?
Yodelmeister. Yeah, it's obviously Randy Quaid from Home on the Range.
It is. What is the character he plays?
Randy Quaid plays himself in that movie. It's a trick question.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I know what the answer. I've seen this movie millions of times. Randy Quaid.
It's not Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid voiced Alameda Slim. Alameda Slim is the correct answer. Okay, Mark.
We want to get technical.
Yeah, we're going to be technical. Swinging back over to you, homie. Number seven. Who said this?
Come in, my child. We mustn't lurk in doorways. It's rude. One might question your upbringing.
This is for me. I get this one?
You do.
Why do I get the easy one? I love it. Thank you. Obviously, that was Scar. Just kidding. It was Ursula. I saw you going to go press that buzzer button.
It was. I was like,
oh, saw you would go and press it, and I saw Miriam's face light up. She was so excited.
Well, that's the correct answer.
That was a good one. Good move.
Mark for three. All right, number eight. We're going back over to Miriam. Miriam, who said this?
Make me the special and hold the gravy.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Mark, over to you.
It's so filthy the way you, when you say it that way, Trevor. Make me the special and hold the gravy. I'm going to say that Chris is throwing us a curveball. And once again, this is Randy Quaid as himself in Home on the Range.
No.
I think I know it now.
All right. We're going back over to you, Miriam. Who said this?
That is the last time we take directions from a squirrel.
This is Yzma.
Yzma is the correct answer. Miriam for 2 points. Well done. All right. Mark, would you have got that one?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or you're going to stick with Randy Quaid?
Randy Quaid.
Uh-huh. Okay, number nine. Here we go. This is Mark now. Mark, who said this?
I'll show you this ghost has blood in his veins.
What? It's a terrifying thing to say. I don't want to see any ghost with blood in their veins. This was Eddie Murphy in Haunted Mansion.
No.
Talking about himself.
No. How about you, Miriam?
I don't know. No guess.
Okay. No guess. Moving on to the next clue. Mark, who said this?
So passeth a worthy opponent.
Oh, it's, what's his name? Oh, he's the short guy from Princess Bride, but he's also in Haunted Mansion. Fezzik. No, Fezzik was Andre the Giant. Fezzik's buddy from Haunted Mansion is my final answer.
No, that would be the wrong answer. Miriam, who said this?
Sure I had it.
Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
So passeth a worthy opponent.
Yeah, I don't know.
Going back to you, Mark. Who said this?
I'm a codfish.
It's Jane and Michael Banks from Mary Poppins.
Ooh. Incorrect. Miriam, for one last point, who said this?
It's Captain Hook.
Captain Hook is correct. Wow. He is a codfish.
That's a trick question. Michael obviously grew up to become Captain Hook.
You and your Peter Pan lore, I tell you.
I know, I've really made a thing up.
You have. All right, number 10. All right, Miriam, who said this?
Come now, I'm being more than generous.
I don't know.
Okay. Mark, who is this?
It's King, the King from Robin Hood.
No, nice guess, though.
Wrong king. I knew it was a king, though, because I said the king and Trevor's eyes lit up.
Well, let's
do not play poker, Trevor.
This is the ring light. This is genuinely the ring light in my reflection.
Well, let's keep rolling. Miriam, here's the second clue. Who said this?
Hang the papers. It'll be forgotten tomorrow.
Someone from Newsies.
I kind of like that guess, though. That was great.
That was gonna be my was it your I was gonna guess Christian Bale from Newsies for sure.
Randy Quaid from Newsies. All right, Mark, what's your answer?
Don't be ridiculous. Randy Quaid was not in Newsies.
Oh, sure.
This was obviously Bill Pullman from Newsies.
Is that your final answer?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Miriam, one more clue. Here we go. Who said this?
Any way you like. Poison them, drown them, bash them in the head. You got any chloroform?
Cruella de Vil.
That is correct. For 1 point, Miriam, Cruella de Vil. And with that, I do a little math. This was a close one, guys, but we do have a winner with a final score of 11 points to 9. Let's give it up.
Yes.
For still the queen of the castle, Miriam Kenley, is the winner. Wow. She just keeps on winning.
I've been robbed.
It was a close one. 11 to 9. Wow.
I didn't know. I thought most of them were Randy Quaid, so there's no way I was going to win.
It was the way I was reading them.
Very Randy Quaid, how you were reading.
I did have a tiebreaker question. You want to do it just for a goof?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Just for a goof.
All right. We'll swing back over to Mark. Let's let you start with him. Mark, who said this?
No, you'll not have me. My power cannot die. Curse you.
that's definitely Randy Quaid from Home on the Range.
Close. Miriam?
I don't. Is it Maleficent?
No. Mm. Okay, well, who said this?
My, what a brave, handsome group. A pig keeper, a scullery maid, and a broken down minstrel. Perhaps it would interest you to see that fate has in store for you. Nailed it.
Oh, did you hear my dog just groan?
Yeah.
Did you?
Rufio, not now, Rufio.
Unimpressed.
He's trying to have a nap.
Yeah.
I'm bugging him.
Mark, do you know who this is?
I haven't a clue.
All right. Miriam?
The king from Robin Hood?
No. Mm-hmm. Here's the last one. Who said this?
Now I call on my army of the dead. Arise, my messengers of death. Our time has arrived.
Ooh, with panache, Trevor.
Mm. I make up for the last one.
That's obviously Claude Frodo.
It's, you know what? It sounds like it, but it's not right.
Miriam? Raising his army from the dead. This from the Catholic graveyard.
I think it's the evil mummy from The Mummy.
What? No. The Mummy? What? We're not doing Universal. Come on.
Oh, I don't know then.
Trevor, do you even know who this villain is?
I'm looking at the answer. I don't know what the fuck is it.
It's a family show, Trevor. A family show.
Oh, sorry.
This is the Horned King from Black Cauldron. The Horned King.
I love to go to the Black Cauldron.
Guys, I'm just getting all the best spooky guys. Come on. We're doing a spooky one. And Miriam, congratulations. How does it feel to still be the champ?
Feels good to hold on to this belt, you know?
Nah, nobody can beat you. You're like an untouchable. Can you tell us something you're bad at so we can do some trivia on that?
Don't do it, Miriam. Don't tell him.
I mean, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
All right. Yeah. Follow up. Let us know. Or ladies and gentlemen, if you have an idea for something we can stump Miriam with, hit us up. What's up at welikethemeparks.com. Trevor, how would you do in a trivia challenge against Miriam, would you think?
Like on Disney stuff?
Sure.
I would get zero. I would get the zero.
Okay. Right on. How many, Trevor, how many of these did you know?
I probably would have guessed Scar. I would have guessed Scar, and I would have guessed maybe Jafar, and then maybe Hades because I watched it just recently. And the rest of this, I'm like, nothing.
You have Disney Plus and a daughter, so you must know some of these villains.
I do, but like, you know, Captain Hook, I don't recognize any of those. I saw Peter Pan or something, whatever that movie was.
Yeah, he said some weird stuff.
Whatever the movie was, it was Peter Pan.
I don't know. I have no idea why you have me on this podcast.
All right, friends. Well, this seems like a good place to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you enjoyed the show, you know, rate, review, amigos. It really helps us out. If you want to reach out and say hi or you have a segment idea, whatever it is, what's up at welikethemeparks.com. We want to hear from you. Come on, start typing. If you want to find us on Instagram, goofing around, you can, at welikethemeparks. And finally, you can swing by our new website, new and improved. That's welikethemeparks.com. Trevor, you're on that website. Pretty cool, right? The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast is composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. Check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
A big thank you to Trevor. Trevor, you have such a spooky voice. Fantastic. Plug, plug, plug. What are you working on?
I wanted to plug a wonderful play that has been written by Christopher Bond.
Hey.
My lovely wife, Dale Boyer.
Hey.
And myself, Trevor Martin.
Hey.
It's called Night of the Living Dead Live, and it'll be on Broadway HD for your viewing pleasure starting, I believe, October 26th, just in time for the holiday season.
Wow.
Holiday being Halloween. And it's great stuff. And it's a show that was done in London, England. Fantastic show. Beautiful looking show. So if you want to see something spooky and a little bit funny, check it out.
I would say it's more funny than spooky. Would you agree?
It was, but it was, you know, the production of the London crew did was kind of spooky. It scared me at times.
Well, you're an unsettling guy, though. You get scared easily, I would say.
It's not as scary as some of the things I had to read today.
It's true. It was very true. Yeah, guys, check it out.
I'll say this about Broadway HD. I am a former subscriber. I subscribed when they first started their thing. I would say for at least a month, it's worth it if you just want to power through all the stuff they have and then be like, okay, I've seen it all. But like, I say it's worth it for at least a month or two to go and subscribe to Broadway HD. And then you get to see Night of the Living Dead live, and you get to see She Loves Me, and you get to see Cats, I think, is on there. And oh, they have Love Never Dies on there, which is the sequel to Phantom of the Opera. Oh. Where Phantom pulls a gun out. It's worth it for that. Let me tell you.
He's a ghost.
He's not a ghost. He's a man. I'm not going to give you any spoilers on Love Never Dies, but let me tell you, there are some shocking revelations about Phantom's relationship with Christine you must go. Please go watch this and let's all discuss it. Okay. Let's all go watch this and discuss it.
Can do. So do check out Night of the Living Dead Live on Broadway HD. If you're feeling Halloween-y, this will definitely keep you in the Halloween mood. All right, friends. Well, that's that left for Mark, for Miriam, and for Trevor. I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like theme parks.
Oh my God. It's so listless, you guys. Come on. It's me and Trevor.
I don't know why you have me on this show.
All right, friends. Bye.